I suppose that 70 or 80% of humanity knows that 9/11 was a lie and government set up. And anyone who claims not to believe it belongs to the enemy within. I know for sure that the Swiss and the Octagon Nazi Templars did 9/11 through their large fifth column of Swiss sleeper agents inside the US, as I've shown to you in my other vids. We all know now that iron melts at 1600 degrees Celsius and kerosene burns at 800 degrees Celsius. So the World Trade Center metal construction couldn't have melted. That building number 7 just dropped all by itself without being hit by anything. That a building conceived to get multiple hits cannot just fall in itself at gravity speed and on spot without collapsing to the side. That no United States Air Force fighters scrambled. That September the 11th is the highest sacrificial festivities of the pharaohs called Enkutatach. That on the Richter scales, all explosions rigged to the buildings were noticed, but none when the buildings vanished into dust and swirled to the ground. The hole in the Pentagon was far too small to fit an airplane in. No debris was found in the forest where the fourth airplane was supposed to have crashed. No super hard titanium unbreakable airplane engine units were retrieved. And as a miracle, some Arab passports were found intact, supposedly belonging to some fictitious Arabs. So far, this is all known, and well, we know this, yeah. So nothing new here. And video footage being showed on TV by the media of an aluminium airplane slamming through the tower's high tempered metal and concrete and coming out intact on the other side. Witnesses disappeared in car accidents and others. Numerous cars spontaneously combusted miles away in a straight line of impulse. All scrap moved away to China overnight without forensic examinations. And on impact, half of the airplane, in fact, would have ricocheted and jumped off the walls of the towers into the opposite direction, etc., etc. So here, so far, nothing new actually. But what most people don't even know is that an airliner could not even fly the elite's velocity at that altitude because of the air density at 400 meters sea level of 1.2 kilograms per cubic meter. Not even the power of the engines would be strong enough to thrust an airliner against that wall of air resistance, also called drag, and obtaining the 900 kilometers an hour or 560 miles per hour we see on TV. Impossible. And even if the engines were strong enough, which they aren't, the airplane would shake itself apart because of the flutter, which is in fact always, it always happens with engine failure at high altitude. So when that plane hits the drag at lower altitude when falling down, thus retrieving parts tens of miles apart, when wings, tails, and engines falling off, breaking into hundreds of parts, like being hit by a concrete wall of 1 kilogram per cubic meters of massive air density resistance of an airplane designed to cruise 900 kilometers an hour only at high altitude of 3,500 meters or 10,000 feet in thin air, where density is practically zero of 0.008 kilograms per cubic meters. So here's some very interesting tables here. And you can see, like at 400 meters, between 0 and 1,000 meters, it's more than 1 kilograms per cubic meters. And up in the air, like here, where it's minus 36 degrees Celsius, it's nothing, it's zero. And these things, I mean, they're very important, you know, to know. So it was impossible, the airplanes you saw. And of course it fluctuates when the depending on the temperature as well. And this here on Wikipedia is about the density of the air and where the airplane is conceived to fly, you know, at 3,000 meters, I think it was 10,000 feet. The air is very thin, and it's only here it can go maximum speed, which it can't at 400 meters. It's absolutely impossible. It's a joke, really. Here's some more about the aircraft performance. It can only perform high speed at a high level, at high altitude. There's some more tables. You know, density, altitude. It's thin air up there, you know, and not at 400 meters, the height of the towers. I put in the links for you. It's too much to put it all here. So this is about the cruise speed of an airliner here, which can only be attained in thin air, as you can see here, at high altitude and not at 400 meters. So to me, the aircraft's aerodynamics is, for me, really the biggest proof that 9/11 was a lie, a hoax, an inside job, a complete lie. There were no airplanes. It's not possible. This is about the airspeed. It says, so the speed of an aircraft relative to the air. It is because of the drag, the air density, the flutter. You can't just fly with an airplane like you want, you know, or it's impossible. There are certain laws of physics. This is called the flight envelope. It also has to do with the aerodynamics. Top speed, you see here. Due to the air resistance, the density, which is dependent on the air density and the air resistance, so that's the drag. And on the other side is the thrust of the engines. About the approach, so the like the landing speed or at 400 meters, like the World Trade Center, these airplanes could have done like 250 kilometers max, no more. Would have fallen apart, would have shaken apart. This physical law in aerodynamics is called the coffin corner, which is actually here before you fall down. So you just read it yourself. This is the drag, sometimes called air resistance, which is dependent on the air density and how many kilograms per cubic meters. So the you know, at 400 meters, well, you know, it's like a concrete wall. An airplane can't fly that fast, of that size. It can't. It's impossible. So this is really the biggest proof. It's all a lie. So this here is about the material. Here we can see flutter. Because of the vibrations, because of the drag and hitting from thin air, at lower altitude, the thicker air, so the wings, they start to vibrate, which is called flutter, and it's fluttering more and more and more until they break off. They simply break off. Yeah, so this here is about the flutter here. Well, read it yourself. We would never have seen an airplane at that altitude hit the World Trade Center towers. It would have fallen off before, long before. It's impossible. It's a total lie. Well, we all know it's a lie. But I think I just wanted to repeat it for you. Other people have done a lot of investigations, but I think this is it. We can all see it. We can all, you know. What more to say? So this is what really would have happened with the at that speed, at that altitude. You know, it's saying goodbye. Bye-bye, you know. And if you're sitting in there, the only thing you can do is, like bend on your knees, on your knees and pray. And put your head really deep between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye. Oh, that's all, you know. Just pray on your knees and put your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye. You see how it's shaking? Well, this is because of the drag. This is what happens, you know. No airliner could have hit the towers. It's not possible. It's saying goodbye, you see? Bye-bye. It's all a lie. We know it's a lie, but I think this is really the evidence. Because we know what an airplane does, etc. So what we all saw on TV were no airplanes who would have literally been disintegrated before our eyes, before even coming near to any towers because of the drag and flutter. I guess it's kind of hard to slow down a missile, right? Only a small aerodynamically conceived jet fighter with its wings in a smaller angle cutting through the tons of air density resistance and drag can fly at high speed, low altitude, where those presumed airliners can do 250 kilometers an hour max. So disintegrating airplanes, it really happens. And if it happens high enough, well, you never find a single piece anymore, never again. Especially if it's over the ocean, you know. I remember in the army we had to learn these air density drag tables because of the halo jumps we did and the consequences of a too low opening concerning the wall of air density banging into, and especially when it's hot and a high H2O percentage in the air, like in coastal areas on that nice Indian summer's day of September the 11th, you really can feel the different air layers falling through. Oh, here's some more about the halo. I'll put in a link for you. Yeah. What they really were, I don't know. But they cannot have been airplanes of that type. And any pilot or aeronautics engineer can tell you that for sure. So anyone who will tell you that 9/11 was no conspiracy false flag is either very stupid, and if he or she is not stupid, then they belong to the pharaohs and enemy within. As simple as that. And only Octagon of the Alps and the Nazi Templars are capable of organizing a false flag as 9/11, both technically, organization-wise, total lack of conscience, with total laws of silence, nothing leaking out, and with that incredible financial support of the Swiss Nazi Templar banks, in conjunction with those worldwide Swiss mercenaries like Blackwater, Schwarzwasser. Just look at this shift towards Nazism the Americas went through after 1945, when the Swiss Red Cross got at least 100,000 Nazi war criminals through that Nazi red line over the Atlantic, not forgetting the paperclip operation by the Swiss Eisenhower, getting them inside the US, having all their men on US and South American soil on all key positions, killing Kennedy. South American juntas and states terror assassinations in Argentina, Chile and the rest, after they financed Adolf Hitler, set up World War II, pillaged Europe and abandoned Germany and the Germans in rubbles, and now working on World War III against Islam through the Swiss 9/11 false flag already announced by Albert Pike, taking orders from the Swiss Filius Walder. Only Octagon is capable of a 9/11 ops. And they did it all right. The Nazi Templars struck again. Switzerland, founded in 1291 in the last year of the Crusades, 2.5 months after that, by the Templars.